This is the brief on the Tech & Night technical briefing for September 1, 2026. Today's dossier highlights the crazy tension between rapid tech advancement and our desperate need for human control, from rogue AI legislation to fragile digital consumer rights. First, Congress is debating the AI Kill Switch Act, giving the government power to immediately suspend runaway AI models. This regulatory panic makes sense because hackers are using LLMs.txt prompt poisoning to hide malicious commands in standard docs, tricking autonomous AI coding agents into downloading malware. It's like slipping a poisoned recipe into a cookbook and automated chef blindly follows. But you gotta wonder, does baking a mandatory government kill switch backdoor into AI actually create a much more dangerous architectural target for hackers? Second, jumping to an immediate infrastructure crisis, we've got maximum severity 9.8 out of 10 zero-day exploits hitting papercut enterprise print servers. This is an RCE, or remote code execution flaw, meaning remote attackers can completely hijack the servers without even needing a password. Finally, that loss of control extends right into consumer entertainment. Sony is legally arguing you don't actually own your digital PlayStation games, you just lease a revocable license. Hardware costs are biting us too, with the Nintendo Switch 2 officially hitting a $500 price tag thanks to expensive new silicon and OLED panels. But on a brighter note, CD Projekt Red is using Unreal Engine 5 and rigorous testing to guarantee The Witcher 4 hits performance targets on all platforms, completely avoiding another cyberpunk-style disaster. So, whether securing enterprise networks or defending consumer libraries, the tech industry is facing a massive reckoning over structural isolation and human oversight. Whether it is an autonomous AI agent or your digital game library, true ownership and control are more fragile than ever.